The Cafe Carlyle has been redone. Elaine Stritch, Judy Collins, even Woody Allen have played there. But the memory that overwhelms all is of the late Bobby Short.
You got that thing, you got that thing. The thing that makes birds refuse to sing. You got
That's Mr. Short singing and playing You've Got That Thing in 1997. Mr. Short was still playing at the famed Manhattan Lounge when he died in 2005. Another show business legend will reopen the room next week, and that's Eartha Kitt. Miss Kitt, who in a singular career has been a hit on stage in Paris, the Village Vanguard in New York, TV, movies, Carnegie Hall, and just last year joined the president in lighting the national Christmas tree, joins us now from Westport, Connecticut. Miss Kitt, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
What is it about the Carlyle that makes it a special venue?
Well, it's old world cabaret. Which I absolutely adore, because that's where I was trained, in front of the public. People are very quiet. They're very respectful of what you're doing. And they are respectful of each other. They come well-dressed, the same as we used to do back in the 50s. And they come with the feeling, at least I get the feeling, that they really want to hear and feel what the artist is doing.
Yeah.
And that's a wonderful way to be able to communicate.
And
It's like, excuse me, darling, it's like talking directly to you, face to face.
Oh. Do you mind if we talk about MAC Cosmetics?
Oh, of course.
You've been named the face of MAC Cosmetics.
Yes.
And, well, if I might put it this way, God bless you, Miss Kitt. You're as scintillating as ever, but you're not 21 years old.
No, I'm 80. I just turned 80 in February of this year.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you, and I'm very proud of it.
Mm.
Yes, and it's wonderful, I feel, to be able to still stand on stage and do what I'm doing, even though it's tongue-in-cheek, as you know. But I've always had a lot of fun with myself, because I don't know who I was going to say.
Yeah.
I don't have the faintest idea who I am. And that's why I have so much fun with myself, because no matter what song I'm singing, I know why I'm singing that particular song. And therefore, my feelings about that song, particularly when they're funny ones that I can laugh at myself about.
A song like what, may I ask?
I Want to Be Evil, for instance. I know when I sing songs like that, or Old Fashioned Girl, or Santa Baby, the Gimme Gimme song, the Material Girl kind of songs.
Yeah.
I have gotten the reputation that I really am like that. Well, that's what makes it so funny, because I cannot tell you that I'm so completely the opposite of these songs.
Yeah.
At the same time, that's why to me they're so hysterically funny, because I'm still that little cotton picker from South Carolina. I haven't changed, except on the stage. Then it's a facade of whom I am, and I think it's very funny.
May I ask, Miss Kitt, when you're in public, do people come up to you and ask you to give the cat growl?
Oh, always.
And do you oblige them?
Oh, yes. That's one of the songs that keeps me alive, kept my name alive.
Eartha Kitt, who will perform at the Cafe Carlyle at the Carlyle Hotel in New York, September 18th through October 28th. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Just as me.